News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, it is, of course, Good Friday. We can't let it pass without talking about all things Easter. It's a time of religious reflection, fasting and meeting family. But just how much do we really know about where our Easter traditions come from and the beliefs that people had around the occasion? Well, to discuss more about Easter traditions, I'm joined by Clodagh Doyle, curator at the National Museum of Ireland, Country Life in Castlebar. Clodagh, you're very welcome along. I take it when it comes to issues around traditions that occur around Easter, it's very much a generational thing that older people know exactly where they all came from because they've lived that when it comes to Good Friday. Those traditions don't seem that much in the past, but for a younger generation, maybe they just don't know about meat-free Friday and those traditions.
Yeah. Good morning, Claire. Yeah, I think in terms of the traditions, even when we think of when we grew up ourselves, there was fasting, but probably not as austere as in the past. So, but Lent had been much more strictly observed beforehand, many years, two generations ago. And people did give up all dairy and eggs and meat. So there was a huge quantity of eggs then that built up over Lent. And that's really why we would have so much eggs around Easter time. And that's the celebration of eggs. But that's and that's why at Shrove Tuesday, you would eat so much to fatten yourself up for Lent, because you'd eat all your eggs and your butter and your milk, and all your dairy was used up then. So then you've got all this building up over Christmas, over the Easter time, and coming up to Easter, then you have this amazing amount of eggs. So there was enough eggs to give to children to decorate, and that would have been very much a tradition to colour eggs, really, in Ireland, mainly using onion skins or furs, yellow colours, laundry blue maybe, or beetroot, or, you know, different things, and then letting kids draw faces and things on hard-boiled eggs. But that tradition is all across Europe, so we're part of that, you know. And then you would think in Poland, then it's a very, very beautiful painting eggs is a lovely tradition. So actually we have a Polish exhibition on folk art in the museum, and we have a Polish egg painting workshop on tomorrow at 2 o'clock live, I think, online. But so eggs and painting them, that's why we would have the eggs.
And were chocolate eggs always a tradition?
I think they weren't. They weren't. They were definitely there in the 40s, 50s, but before that they wouldn't have been, no. And a lot of people, you know, I have a colleague in Dublin, Edith, and in East Germany, she said they wouldn't have had... The chocolate eggs were there, but the good chocolate was in West Germany, and they'd be waiting for nice chocolate to come. But, you know, they would associate more the painting on dyeing of eggs. That's why we'd have these lovely pale pink eggs, yellow eggs, you know, that sort of those kind of shades that you would associate with Easter. But Easter is also associated with the rabbit, and it's going back to much more pagan times, like with the, you know, it's actually kind of more associated with the spring. Like Easter's set by the time of the moon and is associated with the spring equinox.
And on
so
that,
it's the time.
It ties in very much with nature. People had different beliefs around Easter, such as sun dancing. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this idea of the sun dances on Easter Sunday morning, and it is a belief very strong that was in Ireland. And it's the idea that if you get up near enough to the spring equinox, which was on the 20th of March, the sun is it's due west. It rises in the due east and it sets due west, and it's pretty exact. So it's probably very close to the horizon. And if you get up and look at the sun at dawn, it's said to dance, but, you know, people would always believe that children wouldn't be allowed to look at the sun, okay. So they'd probably allow them to look at it in a bucket of water. So I think that would have had a few ripples in it. But yeah, there is a great belief, and people do have dawn masses and celebration of new life, because it's new beginnings on the land. lambs, you know.
New beginnings, new hope, and yes, some optimism, I hope. Listen, Clodagh, thank you so much for joining us
with
a take on those traditions this morning. Clodagh Doyle, curator at the National Museum of Ireland.